great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, creator of all things, that which we know and that which is beyond us. We ask for your presence here with us this morning. Your people are gathered. We desire for you to be with us. Help us to concentrate on you, Lord, that we may better love and serve you. Now, the Old Testament reading is Isaiah 62, 1 to 5. If you like to follow along, it's on page 536 on the left. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate. You shall be called, "My delight is in her," and your land married, for your Lord delights in you. And your land shall be married, for as a young man marries a young woman, so shall the builder marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. The word of the Lord. Gospel reading is John, second chapter, 1 through 11. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding, and when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rite of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them with water, to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water and that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called to the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Hey, everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after everyone's become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his miracles, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The word of the Lord.